Hello, this is the Indie Pod class. We're here to guide independent artists as they travel through the industry so they can make better decisions and avoid many mistakes. Welcome. Hey, your students of the Indie Pod class, it's always beautiful creating an episode for you. I believe you're learning. I believe you have learned a lot from this podcast. I hope to keep giving you lessons that will be useful to you, and I hope you'll keep coming back to take these lessons. My name is Odd Felix, an independent recording and performing rap and spoken word artist and the headmaster of the Indie Pod class. Today, I want to set some things straight. For a long time, I've heard artists misuse terms like cover, remix, album, EP, and others. So I decided to make this episode to help us understand these words so we can use them correctly. After this episode, you have no right to misuse these words again. Deal? I guess so. I'll start with cover and remix. Now, a cover is not a remix, and a remix is not a cover. These words are not synonyms of each other and shouldn't be used as if they are. A cover is a reperformance of a song, word for word, with the melody preserved. The instrumentals can change, but you'll still find similarities between the old and the new ones. This is what we call a cover. On the other hand, a remix is what you get when a song is tweaked and performed. So if I take another artist's song, remove one of their verses and replace it with one by me, I just made a remix. If I leave the song as it is and add a couple more verses, it's a remix. If I remove all their verses, leave their hook and replace their verses with mine, it's a remix. If I change the hook and leave their verses, it's a remix. I'm just tweaking and reperforming the song, making it a remix. Other cases of what a remix looks like are if I add to the instrumentals of the original one, like what many producers and DJs do today. These are remixes, not covers. I like to think I'm quite a good teacher, so I'll assume you understand the differences between a cover and a remix. That's part one of this class. For part two, we'll differentiate between a single, an EP, an album, a mixtape, and an LP. But before we do that, announcement time! So, I just dropped an EP a couple of weeks ago. It's called Odd for President, and it's available on every major music platform. Go on, listen to it. I hope you love it, and love it enough to tell someone about it. Now that I've gotten that off my chest, let's move on with our class. Now, different brands have different ways of defining these things, but I'll do my best to give you definitions that are generally accepted and not so different from the many other options you'll come across as you continue on your journey as an artist. So what's a single? A single basically contains 1 to 3 songs and typically runs for less than 15 minutes. If it runs for longer than 15 minutes, some people will say it's an EP. As for EPs, they typically contain 4 to 7 songs and run for less than 30 minutes. And albums contain at least 8 songs and run for longer than 30 minutes. Now, LPs and albums are the same things. An LP is an album, and an album is an LP. And finally, we get to talk about the most confusing of them all. Mixtapes. A mixtape can be an album or an EP based on the number of tracks in it and its running time, but what makes it a mixtape is the idea behind it. Mixtapes are usually not sold, they are given out for free, either to promote an artist or just an artist showing some love to their fans. Also, they are usually not themed like albums. An album usually has a theme it's built around. But with mixtapes, an artist just does his thing. Also, especially in hip-hop, a mixtape could be done just to show off. No theme, just random tracks showing off the artist's skills. Albums are usually more coordinated. At this point, I think I've tried. I think I've been able to help you decide if your song is a cover or remix. And I think I've been able to help you know if your project is a single, EP, mixtape, or album, or LP. So I'd love to work with you right now, and I will. But before I do, this is a reminder to check out my new EP, Ode for President, available on all major music platforms. Promise me you will, and the good Lord will bless us all. So I'm bouncing out. See you in our next class. My name is Ode Felix, and you know I love you. Bye.
Hi. You just listened to an episode of the Indie Pod Class with Ode Felix. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something new. Bye.